Bruce Willis stars in the new film Tears of the Sun, directed by Antoine Fuqua, who made Training Day. Willis plays the leader of a Navy SEALs unit on a rescue mission in Nigeria. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
There's a sequence in the new Bruce Willis war picture, Tears of the Sun, that split me down the middle. I wanted to cheer my head off, and I wanted to throw things at the screen. Willis plays Navy SEAL Lieutenant A.K. Waters, who leads an elite squadron into the Nigerian countryside after a fictional coup by a military dictator. His task is to retrieve a Doctors Without Borders physician, played by Monica Bellucci, from a Catholic mission in a remote village. But the doctor won't leave without the villagers she's caring for. She wants Waters to get them to Cameroon, which is against the lieutenant's orders. And this lieutenant is an orders machine. So here's the scene that tore me apart. The Navy SEALs and the 50 or so Nigerians are moving through the jungle, and they pass a village where guerrillas are raping, torturing, and murdering men, women, and children. One of Waters' men reports they have a, quote, ringside seat to an ethnic cleansing. But can they walk away from these blood-freezing cries? Down the embankment, a guerrilla pours gasoline over a man on his knees, then takes a lighter out of his pocket and holds it aloft. Waters turns to his team's ace sniper, who's already in position, and says, "Zippo first." And the sniper says, "Yeah." And after a nearly unendurable few beats, Zippo takes two or three in the chest. The SEALs are too late to save most of the villagers. But when one American soldier pulls a gorilla off a horribly mutilated woman with a dead baby, he forces the killer to regard his handiwork. Then he guts him. My own gut reaction is easily stated. Onward, Christian soldiers. Cleanse those ethnic cleansers. Here's Willis as Lieutenant Waters taking a poll of his men. He wants to know what they think of his unprecedented show of humanitarian disobedience.
It's been strongly suggested that we turn over Arthur and abandon these refugees out here in the bush. I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to do that. Can't do that. Broke my own rule and brought you guys along with me. I have to hear what you guys have to say about it. That's all. Speak freely.
Let's get these people to safety. Let's finish the job.
What about you, Rick?
I'm gonna get them out. I'm going to die trying.
Willis underplays manfully. His great bald head is used like an eagle's, as an emblem of toughness and liberty. At the end of the scene you've just heard, he makes an amazing declaration. He says he's saving the villagers for all the years we've been told to stand down or stand by for our sins. On one hand, Tears of the Sun is an inspiring story of American valor and self-sacrifice. On the other, it seems so far removed from the real world that it amounts to a sort of opium dream of heroism, a collective fantasy to make us feel better about ourselves on the eve of a controversial military action. This is how we'd like Americans to be seen, as great soldiers and great moral individualists, policing the planet, protecting the helpless. But has any American platoon ever moved in to stop an ethnic cleansing? Even UN troops have a spotty record in Africa and the Balkans when it comes to engaging the enemy. This vision of a sensitive, humanistic, morally engaged American military is very appealing, but it might not be grounded in anything but Hollywood corn and national hubris. Tears of the Sun is directed by Antoine Fuqua, the music video hotshot who did Training Day, and he's a smart filmmaker. There are no fussy effects in the battle scenes, just good, scary quiet before the storm, then fast and fluid action. Yet it doesn't cut very deep. It doesn't have the acid ironies or the dizzying lack of gravity that David O. Russell brought to Three Kings, another brutal war movie about amoral soldiers moved to do the right thing. Tears of the Sun opens with actual footage of a civilian being shot by a Nigerian army officer at close range. And it strikes me as obscene to use a real-life atrocity as a prelude to a Hollywood fantasy starring this year's international sex goddess, Monica Bellucci. Don't misunderstand. Bellucci is a brave and surprisingly down-to-earth actress. But when the Navy shows Waters and his squad her picture, and she has huge dark eyes and puffy CoverGirl lips, and they don't explode in whoops, you know you're in Never Never Land, a place where warriors are gentlemen and African peasants give thanks in song to their great American saviors.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.